The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Talk is Jericho.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho. It is the Pod of Thunder and Rock and Roll, and I'm going to start things out today with a couple of reminders. First up, you can order my upcoming fourth book, No is a Four-Letter Word, at my Amazon store. Go to amazon.com/shop/IamJericho. The book comes out August 29th, but you can get your pre-order in now, my self-help motivational book, giving you the 20 principles I have learned to help you achieve all the goals in your life so you never have to take no for an answer, because no is a four-letter word, man. It's a bad word. Stay away from no. Check out my book. You are going to love it. Get it at amazon.com/shop/IamJericho. Don't also forget about the Podcast One app. It's brand new. It's available to download now at the App Store and Google Play. It's how you can listen to Talk is Jericho online, because there's no podcast app like this one. You can create your own playlist of your favorite Podcast One shows and episodes. You can connect with other fans of the shows you like, share your comments, make your suggestions, and the most exciting thing about the new Podcast One app, there are over 1,000 virtual reality videos on it for your viewing pleasure. You can watch some of your favorite pods in 360 virtual reality video. How cool is that? So get to the App Store or Google Play and download the new Podcast One app. Listen to Talk is Jericho on it now. And speaking of listening to Talk is Jericho today, it's the return of my crazy friend, Speewee. We got the list of Speewee, and this time he's almost sober and able to remember everything we're talking about, both while we're talking and afterwards. Crazy but true. We actually had to do this in two takes because the first one we got way too drunk and it didn't make any sense. But the second one is the list of Speewee, and his list is nuts. I'm going to give you a little preview of the items on that list. I'm going to go into more detail about red dots on his dick, shit man, virginity, and icicles. The stories are just as embarrassing and crazy is the last time he was on. This guy is a stand-up comedian. I'm telling you what, he's just as real, just as detailed, and not holding anything back, just like he did the last time on his show talking about puberty experiences. This is the list of Speewee, but it's all here to promote the Dave Spivak Project, which is Speewee's new album called West of the Red. He is a great singer-songwriter, stand-up comedy, very talented as well. He just had his album release party in Winnipeg, tore down the house, a sold out show, and he's got a great new record coming out. You're going to hear a song from Speewee, and also on top of that, he's given all of you Sexy Beast Talk is Jericho listeners the chance to download the album for free for the next 7 days. That's right, the new Dave Spivak Project, West of the Red. You can get it for free. All you got to do is like the Dave Spivak Project page on Facebook and sign up for the DSP newsletter on his website at DaveSpivakProject.com. That's Dave, S-P-I-V-A-K, Project.com. Once you do those things, like the page on Facebook, sign up for the newsletter at DaveSpivakProject.com, you'll receive a secret access code to get your free download of his brand new record, West of the Red. You heard I didn't quit. I just ran out of money a few months ago, and now I'm going to play another one of his new songs, my personal favorite from the DSP album, called West of the Red. This song is called Get Out of My House. It is killer. Check it out now.
When love comes in,
your door. You're at the crossroads again. When love comes in, and I don't really care, as I'm falling apart, I don't really care, as I'm falling apart. Change comes hard in the country. Can't go down that old road no more. It's a generation changer. It's a gun that's ready to load.
Spivak project from the DSP. It's called Get Out of My House. It's on the new album West of the Red, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. And don't forget, you get a free download by signing up for the Dave Spivak Project newsletter on DaveSpivakProject.com and liking them on Facebook, which is also Dave Spivak Project, S-P-I-V-A-K. You can hear Dave's very much influenced by Neil Young and the Tragically Hip and those type of bands, R.E.M., various singer-songwriter, Heartland type of rock and roll, kind of a Canadian John Cougar Mellencamp, if you will. Dave's stuff is great, a very serious stuff, but the man is completely off his rocker. Spiwi is coming up. It's the list of Spiwi, and wait to hear what's on the list. But first, have you gotten your tickets for the DDP UK tour yet? Talk about my good friend DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, WWE Hall of Famer. He's bringing his crazy stories, over-the-top motivation, hilarious Q&As, and live DDP yoga workshops to the UK. The DDP UK tour starts September 8th. You'll be able to meet Dallas in person, take a selfie with him, even have him sign an autograph or two for you, and give you a personal instruction on how to do his yoga positions properly. Join in on blend the inspiration meets perspiration and experience Dallas's infectious energy for yourself. Go to ddpuktour.com to reserve your spot. Get all the details. That's ddpuktour.com. He's also doing DDP yoga workshops in Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, London. So Dallas, if he's not going to be in a city near you anytime soon, get the DDP Yoga Now app and get on the track to healthier living. You know what DDP Yoga has done for me and my career over the years. I got the DDP Yoga Now app on my phone. I open the app and do the workout wherever I am. There's over 150 workouts on the app, as well as the opportunity to do live workouts from the DDP Yoga Performance Center in Smyrna, Georgia. And as if that wasn't enough, DDP Yoga can help you get in shape and live a healthier life as well. Dallas has thought of everything because he really cares about everyone. He wants everyone to live a healthier life and meet all of their fitness goals. And his DDP Yoga program is great for anyone and everyone, any age, any skill level. And with the app, you can track your progress, get nutrition tips, recipes, all the motivation you need to stick with the program and stay on your game plan. Diamond Dallas Page has made it so easy for you to get on board his life-changing program. Just take advantage of this tremendous deal that Dallas is offering. He's giving you 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDPY merch, swag, and clothing. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho. It's time to own your life. Get in the best mental and physical shape you have ever been in your entire life. Start today. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Go do it now.
Talk is Jericho.
Okay, so here's the thing. We're back with Speewee after the last time, huge hit. And we do not get along when it comes to podcasts. We turn the thing off. We're arguing. We're fighting. We're stopping. Yeah. We're editing. We just have a different mindset on
different dynamic.
Right, exactly. And you're a great guest.
Thank
but it
you.
Takes you a long time.
Okay.
It takes you a long time to get into the groove. So
maybe stop killing the flow with stupid questions. Have you ever thought of that?
Speaking of flow, how's your flow? We should just argue.
I got a great story on that. But go on.
What, your flow?
Oh, no. I would never want to start off talking about my flow. I mean, I guess I could. Well, I'll tell you what. I've had some urinary problems that I have told you. No, I have.
Go ahead.
I've had some urinary problems that I've told you about in the past. You know, you've extended out to me and been worried for me for at times because I had been pissing like a 90-year-old. So I've had my prostate checked, and every time I go to the doctors, it's like, okay, I got to put his finger up my bum every time. That gets a little old. And I had different tests like ultrasounds and different things. And the last test that I actually had put off for years, I was so worried about. They have to go and put a camera through your urethra. And
ouch.
I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, I never wanted to remember the name, the actual medical name of it, because it's such a horrific thing.
I think camera up your urethra is.
Yeah, camera in your hole. And so I got a camera shoved into my dick and went in to look at my bladder, and everything was actually fine. And it actually turns out that I... had been suffering from dehydration and not barely drinking any water. Like, this vodka thing's great, but just to drink it all the time.
It sucks the water out of you.
Yeah, exactly. Funny thing about the story, though, and this is a true story, is that I was able to get a prescription for Cialis because the problem I'm having with dehydration and flow, this helps rush more flow through you. So I'm able to really piss and I only take pieces of Cialis, but the best is about an hour before I had to go to the hospital to have the surgery, I couldn't believe how bad your dick looks. Like, you don't want to go there, and I wasn't being put out, so I know they're going to think, oh my God, like, it's not like you're going to be excited to go see your doctor who's putting a camera in your dick hole. So I popped a full Cialis like 20 minutes before, that doesn't mean, like, Cialis is different than Viagra, okay? You know, it's used for urinary problems too, okay? Viagra is just for hard-ons, okay? So that's the thing. Cialis has other things. That's why I can talk about it. I'm not. Anyway, you get this when the test is done going on. It's like, I just didn't want it to look like it was like this half inch shriveled up dead worm. That's it. and just thought the doctor might appreciate it if there was a little bit of blood down there before he, you know,
took a Cialis before you went for your.
I took a Cialis before the doctor did.
Did it work? Was it in full force?
Well, like again, not a boner, but yeah, I mean, it was more of a soft on. It looked good. It was probably easier for him to adjust and move it around to the instruments that he needed.
The doctor's thinking, "Wow, this guy's got a nice."
But anyway, I mean, you know, 100% healthy on that. Drinking lots of water and watching calories, walking a lot,
things
like that. The flow. Thank you.
Keep the flow going.
Thank you for not looking grotesque around me as much. Thank you for that.
So with that, it's the return of Speewee, and only Speewee could tell.
Just flew in today. Boy, my arms are tired. How's that? Is that what you guys are looking for?
You flew in. You really did fly in today.
I did fly in, yeah. And I, by the way, how great would it be to have like a racist Bob Hope? I was just thinking, like, what I said, yeah, just the airplane. Oh, I flew in today. My arms are tired. Did you see the deet deets and the beep beep? You know, like just like the worst.
I play through?
Yeah, mind if I play through? That's how it doesn't matter what he says. It's the worst shit of the shit, which I can't repeat on this clean show.
But we would have to edit it
on any show in 2016. In fact, yeah,
if it was
flew
all
in.
The family, we could do it.
Yeah,
we
I know. No kidding. It would have.
So you flew in.
So I flew in, and I think I'm just done. Like I'm done
with what.
With flying.
Why?
Have you ever flown at night where a pilot comes in without any slowing down? Like he's just in a kind of some dipshit that just wants some twit that just wants to slam it right into the freeway or wherever the hell they land.
Runway?
Yeah, the runway.
If he's landing the freeway, you might have a problem.
Mine lands on the freeway. I got it at a really good price, but he scares the shit out of me. Yeah, I just hated it. And I just was like, no. I was screaming and holding onto my seat.
Why?
Because he came in so fast. Like you obviously don't, you travel, but if you do fly at night...
You ever been in a limousine?
Yeah, you ever been in a
limousine? Yeah,
you fly at night.
So sometimes you get a rough landing.
Ever been in turbulence?
Sometimes they land on the freeway where it bounces a couple times. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So he lands on the runway and he comes in just full speed and he bounces. You know, kind of like he just wanted to get there so fast, like he's on commission or something, you know, typical pilot, right? Some corporations figured out how to reward the pilots of America. If you can get in a little quicker and don't even bother slowing down, we can save 2 cents on every dollar of some accountant just took that over.
You're screaming, help, or what are you doing?
Yeah, help! I need somebody!
Help!
Oh, God, did we party the other night? Were you there? Oh, no. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
I think I was there, actually.
Ah.
We actually tried to record this podcast a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
And the first 30 minutes was really funny, and the last 30 minutes were so drunk.
Yeah.
I can't even understand what we're saying.
Yeah, it'd be great to put it out just for the art of it, but I think we're probably going to end up...
We can't.
It's a career suicide. Career suicide.
People would just like the first. Like I said, the last.
My career will be fine. You'll be career suicide for you. Trust me, it's that bad.
You may be living in a motorhome. Shitter's fall.
Yeah, shitter's fall. Okay.
But so you came on last time and you did it. People were very excited to hear from Speewee. Did a great number.
I did. Yep. Yes. Thank you. I did. I'm wonderful. I look great.
And but you got a good response from it.
I did, man. I did. It was an interesting thing. I was like, you know, we always said that we should do some comedy. We should write comedy or use these stupid ideas that all of us growing up and the cold, you know, Manitoba always kind of, we're always a little, I think, odd that way. Popular kids, a lot of friends, all of us, I think, but we're always doing the stuff to make people laugh or do the silly things. And it was really cool just to have people like direct message me saying, hey, thanks for, you know, telling the story, the true stories, like not holding back, you know. I mean, I knew a girl that like had, you know, intercourse with like a broom that was the story when she was 8 or 9, you know, like
what?
Yeah, you know, but you know, I mean, just these horrific puberty stories, probably not 8 or 9 years old. Jesus. You know, good girl,
18,
great
19.
Girl, really good person. She's married. She has kids. She turned out all right. So don't worry about the story, but you know, just the puberty, and things like that. And just talking like that. And it was just great to get some of that stuff out
because
there.
It's stuff that people never talk about in public, but it's happened to all of us. We all know about this.
It has. Yeah, man, it has. It absolutely.
One of my favorite parts was you. You got a text message here on your phone? Or you
Write just give me a second.
Okay. We'll just wait for a second.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
That's all right. Only 250,000 people listen to you check the messages on the phone.
No, I just said
But you know, that was the thing. Even when the part where you were drowning and your girlfriend was trying to save you. And screaming and yelling. And that.
You know what? Listen, there's something about that that's even worse. I know. Yeah. Listen, this, I had, a terrible night here in Calgary that reminded me of the drowning thing. Like, your audience is going to think I'm the biggest pussy in the world. And I probably am. And I try to be a real man. Like, I do. Like, I own a couple tools and I have things and I do shit. And basically within 10 seconds, I'm saying every swear word and pounding my fist into the walls. But there was a huge storm that came through here in Calgary about 2 months ago.
Right.
Like, this whole summer has been just rain and storm and rain and storm. And I've been gone for most of it, but I was here for a good weekend of it. And I was staying at my girlfriend's place downtown, and we had the patio door open in the bedroom, brand new kind of state-of-the-art condo, really nice place, you know, and the wind is blowing in. Why I'm telling you it's a nice place is, by the way, just to try to set up, you know, yeah, the sure. visual, okay? Like, yeah, it's just nice... it's like, yeah, it's not huge. It's a small little place. It's funky. It's got two patio doors. They're open. We fall asleep probably at like 1 in the morning. Around 4:30 in the morning, there's like basically the biggest wind I've ever felt in my life. Like, I'm lying in bed, the drapes are flying over us, shit is flying off of the deck, and stuff is moving around inside the apartment. It was so nuts. And instead of me taking control of the situation like a man sleeping with her, I sit up, panicked, and just scream, "Tornado, tornado, tornado!" And she jumps up, trips, and wipes out, and goes, "What the are you saying that for?" And she just shuts the patio doors and goes back to bed.
Right.
And she's like, "Oh my God, like, what's wrong with you?" And I was like, "I totally lost it. Like, I panicked and screamed, tornado, tornado, tornado." Like, how stupid is
screaming
that?
Screaming tornado, and then go back to sleep as she's fixing
all she cleaned up everything. She did the stuff that other guys might get up and do for her.
But you just went to sleep.
I went to sleep. I was up earlier before the storm. I had to take a lot of pees in the night. So
with the flow.
Yeah, well, I drink more water now in the flow and miss the doctor. He had great parking, thick fingers.
But it's the last time you were on the show, great stories, but also, too, a great song that we played. I didn't quit. Thanks, I just ran out of money.
Right.
I think that got a great response. People seemed to like it.
It did. It was super fun to see it. I've got it all up on iTunes, Google, and Amazon and everything, and just using one of those middleman companies that you can see where the downloads come from and where people have bought them from. And you can see the postal code in Canada, the zip codes, you know, in Australia's code, whatever that is. That's like, oh, I was like, oh, you know, type code. Ninjas. It's cool. It's like what I did realize from it is you can zone in on the postal codes, on the zip codes, and you can say, okay, well, look at Chris in Tampa. He bought this. This is very nice. He's a very nice friend.
I did buy
and that it. Was it for my friends. That was it for my family. Like, nobody, they're all on iTunes. They just hate it, I'm sure. And nobody's bought anything that I know, but I did get a lot of buys. I actually did. Like, it was actually, and it's still continuing. Like, every week there's another $10 in the tank.
Countries were your biggest fan bases?
It wasn't Canada. Australia was number one.
Wow. Okay.
By far, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it really was.
Shout out to the fine Speedy fans in Australia.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, mate. Speedy's my friend. Speedy's my friend.
Kangaroo. that was great. And then China was actually
China?
Second. Yeah. Yeah, and I think, but like, that's a weird thing. Like, people were buying it in Australia, and of course in Canada, and the U.S. there was, I don't know, you know, a couple hundred of buys or whatever, right? But the actual China thing and all those places, it was mostly like streaming. I don't think they buy anything there. They're probably just streaming. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you could actually find out where people are listening to your tunes.
Right.
Which is great, because now you've actually done a whole record.
Yes, yeah.
Which is why you're here. And the record is called...
It's called West of the Red, and it was recorded in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. It's a whole mixed bag, you know, kind of tunes. Super happy about it. You know, I'm just going to put it out there. It's going to be nice to let it go, and it was great doing it and everything. It's super
fun. What are some of your favorite? And it's hard to say, like, what's your favorite song on the record? It's like your favorite children, but which ones, like, do you like to, that stand
out? Well, that's a good question. I mean,
that's a good question, man. Is it Bon Scott?
Really, very hard to say, though. You know, because there's some that are... There's a couple that I wrote back in 2010 that are heavier, and I wanted to put them on because I always had this concept of, you know, I was such a Neil Young Crazy Horse fan in particularly, and he always would mix like an acoustic song. There'd be a couple of acoustic songs in the album, and then he would just kill it with the horse on something, right?
Tune,
so I figured I would, at first I was like, maybe I'll just stick to the you know, the acoustic kind of rocky songs, and I didn't, and I just went. So yeah, I mean, the Cold Empty Streets is a big one, I think. Like
that's a good tune. Yeah.
It's a weird one. It's
it's more of a rocker.
Yeah, Waiting There for You is a punky rocker. Mm-hmm. And there's The King Is Dead. There's a song called Locked In that are kind of very personal songs, and they're more on the acoustic, but still, you know, when the band kicks in, it kicks in. We experimented with some Hammond organs, some Rhodes organs, like mid-70s Rhodes organs that we were playing through 1957 Fender Deluxe amps that were just like stinking. You know, you turn it on and you can smell it. And just lots of guitars, like great stuff, like just walking around the room and having a blast and doing this stuff. And you know, I mean, I really can't explain the style or anything. I've had some people ask me lately, and I mean, it's just some kind of a art thing, and I don't know if everybody's going to get it. Of course not everybody's going to get it, but it's just sort of like super great to let it out there, and I'm enjoying it, and my friends are enjoying it.
You have a real affinity with Neil Young and Dylan and Zevon. Sure. And Steve Earle. It's like you're heavy singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Like not a Jackson Browne or a James Taylor. It's a heavier version.
I enjoy the writing the best of the lyrics, and then, you know, that's usually what comes first.
That's your thing,
sometimes,
right?
It doesn't, yeah.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Talk is Jericho.
So you're talking about writing lyrics, and we were discussing after the last podcast with some of the ridiculous stories that you had, and I had the idea to ask you to write the list of Spiwi. Everyone talks about the list of Jericho.
I thought we were going to use this for a new sitcom or something. I mean, wait a minute. I just came here and talked about my album that's coming out and release and promoting it, and now I have to throw away my dignity again?
I basically pulled the old bait and switch on you.
Describe your penis.
So we have the list of Spiwi. Drink it in, man. Yeah. And
she told me I.
So I'm gonna read the list, and then we'll go back.
There's no real list, people.
The icicles, shit man, shit pants, red dots, virginity.
I sent these to you.
You did send them to me. So there's a lot of highlights on here. So let's go to the list.
I'll give the people what you want. I'll give you what you want right now. Fine, icicles. Oh God, man. Okay, I'll just let it go. I'm just going to let it out there. So I guess a lot of these stories happened. You know, a lot of these stories would have happened when I was, you know, like a month ago. That's the best.
When I was 43.
Yeah, this is a story about me like at 17 years old. So it was like last June, I saw these beautiful icicles. So in Canada, you know, we grow up out here in the winter. It's mostly winter in the winter. And the icicles are, you know, hanging off the soffits
and leaves. Icicles,
yeah, big long icicles. And in Canada, there's like a few things. There's hockey, there's Tim Hortons, and giving head to icicles. This is so not true. I do this. But I did it as a joke. I was 17 years old. I was out at my friend's cabin. And I don't know. We were all in snowmobile suits. We've been riding. I grabbed some of the icicles and I put them down in front of me. And I knelt down and I basically just went back and forth from icicle to icicle, giving them head. And doing it to make my friends laugh. I just want to make people happy, right? And it figures
you
figure that. No one's going to, like, well, I'm sure everyone.
That's funny.
I'm sure everybody sucks at icicles now, like that, like their cocks and violently. But back then, I don't know if they did as much. So I feel like I was more of the pioneer of
of icicle sucking.
Tom Green humor, you know, or something from back. This is back in 1988 or something. Right. So anyway, my friends are just laughing. There's like three of them and they're cracking up. And I've got my back to the cabin outside and they're across from me and they're just cracking up. And then all of a sudden their faces just go white, like completely white. And I'm like, holy shit, like what? And I turn around and their mother has been staring at me through the kitchen window. And she just opens up the slider on the window, you know, and she's like, David Spivak, you're disgusting. And I just, the moment where you just go, oh, and you just die and there's no getting out of it. And then you can't sleep. Like for me, I just, you know, take it and I
super neurotic.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, it's just sandpaper on my soul, you know, and it's ripping my soul apart. I've had a lot of like stupid, embarrassing things. You probably have, I mean, everybody has, but this, these dumb things, mine are so stupid. So I was 17. That didn't go anywhere, which was a good thing. As in, you know, my parents weren't called about that one. But I was thinking about that the other day, man. When I was in junior high school, I spit in a girl's face.
What?
I spit like a horked
heart
in a girl's right. face.
Why?
By accident, completely.
How is it an accident you horked in a girl's face?
I'm going to give you some.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I was, it's, thanks for asking.
And that's very Canadian, by the way, hork. Yeah, I horked
a greener.
Which, a greener was basically means you were going,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and horked Luger just comes up. Yeah. And thanks for asking. Oh, I love how we've just dropped that, by the way. Yeah, so I spit in a chick's face, and it's just lagging there.
But, yeah, we're pouring a drink. So we're talking about the horking of a loogie. So I'm assuming you horked a loogie in her face.
Yeah, by accident.
So. How's it an accident?
Okay, that's great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Being so nice. We're trying to be nice. We tried this podcast.
You know why? Because we don't want to have to shut it off. Yeah. It's been shutting up. It's five or six tries. Yeah. We're actually on a flow here.
Right.
And congratulations on your great flow.
Oh, so, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So you accidentally...
This is fun getting along like this. You're not going to turn on me, are you?
It's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. So you accidentally, quote unquote, horked a green.
Yeah, sorry. We got lots of stories to get through. So I had friends of mine in junior high, and we were all obsessed with motocross. And motocross was coming to the Winnipeg Arena, the old barn. And I was all excited, so I gave my friends, you know, the money for tickets or whatever. And they all went together and took off and went to get tickets. And I didn't go with them. And then they had decided, they actually did get me a ticket, but they decided as a group, let's tell him that we didn't get him one. And I was so obsessed with it, you know, and you know how I can get.
Yeah.
So I was so mad at them. Like I called them every word in the book. Like one of them had a mom that was a divorcee. I was saying, you're stupid single mother. I just was going low and screaming dumb shit at them, you know, and I was so mad that they were like, ha ha, and they're laughing at me. And I was walking in front of them in junior high, and I just threw open the exit door, and thinking they were behind me, I got about 40 feet away, 20 feet out of the door probably. And I turned back and I went, and I just threw a f-ing, you know, allergy Luger, you know what I mean? Like the snuffleupagus Luger. And the Luger just went flying in the air. And this girl named Susan Jones, I love how I give their last names. Susan, if you're out there,
shout out to Susan Jones.
Married, three kids, I think. I think she's on Facebook. For now, she's my friend on Facebook.
Who wore the loogie?
Yeah, who wore the loogie to the party. And that's great. She wore the loogie to the party. So she opened up the door, like the door shut, and I thought it was my friends, and somehow she ran out in front of them, or they backed off. She opened the door and got it right in the bangs, like right on the forehead, and it was hanging in her face. Started crying, told her parents. Parents called my parents, had to have the talk. It's like, David, you did what? And I'm like, look, I thought it was those friends of mine, you know, these guys.
Is it Roy telling you, like, David, I got to talk to you about something?
I don't know, probably my mom, okay. I think. And then I just kept disappointing from there. It was, there was another girl, this Sharon Cummings.
Well, can I just say one thing? Did you have to apologize to the...
Yeah, I had to phone the parents and talk to the kid and be like, look, I'm really sorry. I meant to spit in my friend's face, not yours. That was basically what came up.
What did the dad say to you? Like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, what are they going to say?
Right.
You know, when you're out there, they don't do anything. They go, okay, thank you for your apology. Goodbye.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, really, I've gotten in trouble my whole life. Like, what are people really going to say?
Right,
honestly, especially now. Like, I don't give a shit. I'll go to prison. So Sharon Cummings, another girl from school, I was in band. So Sharon Cummings, and I'm in band with her. I was in band. You could choose to be an art or band. I think you took art in school or something.
I was a trombone player.
Okay, so I was a sax player.
Good.
And there was this girl in school who had an old trumpet that was like her great-grandfather's or something. And I liked her. Like, she was like, I don't know, we were like 14. She had a great body, and I just was like really into her, right? And I thought, wow, this girl and I could maybe something, maybe I could kiss her.
Was she also a sax player?
No, she was a trumpet player.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Follow along, please.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm really I know I'm putting you to bed right now, but I'm just obsessing
over something
just
you just said earlier that we have to cut, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Full on retard. Okay. So I end up wanting to get her attention, and she was putting her trumpet in the case and she was carrying it past me, and I jumped up, I grabbed the trumpet case and I started shaking it, and I started going, I'm just saying,
right, you're acting stupid.
I'm just saying that I did act like I had Down syndrome, and not proud of that, but that's the way with dumb kids did that back then. And I also had friends that had Down syndrome, and I do a lot for people with Down syndrome in the cause.
So you're acting stupid. And
I'm acting stupid, and anyway, I grab her trumpet case and I go like that, and then it breaks open and her trumpet goes flying across the room like in slow motion, the great grandpa's trophy from or trumpet from World War II, and it just comes smashing to the ground and it just cracks like huge dent and just creases right in. They phoned my parents. Your son David was acting like he had Down syndrome as he, you know, and I had to like apologize, and we had to pay for a trumpet.
Wow.
And everything. So, and this stuff just continues. I mean, I'm sure people don't want to hear, but it's back to the album.
Do you remember when we went to
West of the Red?
We went to available now on iTunes, especially for the fine fans.
It's not a funny album.
To my fine, this is not a cover. To my fine fans in Australia and China, it's available now. West of the Red. Do you remember when we went to Ottawa?
Hello, Singapore.
Me, you, and Rybo went to Ottawa, and we went to the karaoke thing. I'm just reminded.
That's
me,
so stupid.
Because
you were
giving head to the icicle. You also.
Yeah,
gave head to the microphone.
We were past the point, man. We were so loaded. We were back. That was back in the Crown Royal whiskey days of us. Crown Royal Fellowship of the Crown.
Yeah, the Fotkov Fellowship of the Crown.
Yeah, and we were that was basically you had just kind of you had made it back then.
I was a star.
You were a star. You were like your new star.
Much to your chagrin.
Yeah, didn't really like that. Yeah, kind of thought that maybe you'd just end up like.
You know,
yeah, like me. Do you have a Percocet? No, but you just seeing that and we're just hammered, like so wasted, guys. Like I gotta tell you, like just running around, going completely crazy.
Yeah,
and I was wearing Doc Martens, and they were frozen. The gel soles would freeze in the winter. It was like -30, which is like zero or something Fahrenheit, and just. Every time I walked, my heels would kick out, and I'd wipe out. Like, the whole night, I just kept wiping out.
Kept falling down.
But we get into a karaoke bar. It was you and I and Rybo. We were so lit. And we run in, and everybody's crazy. We're so crazy when we get this drunk. Like, if there was a, you know, just over-the-top stupidity. So there's a karaoke bar, and there's, like, an opening. There wasn't many people in there. So I said, I'll do it. I grabbed the mic, and I had a Tom Jones song playing.
It's not unusual.
It's not unusual. And I just took the mic and I laid on a couple was at a table, a round table. They had candle lit. They were laughing at us. They thought it was so crazy. We were so nuts. And I just laid on their table and sang to them and slowly incorporated me giving the microphone head in front of them.
It's not unusual. I don't even know what that's going to sound like, but I just stuck the mic in my mouth.
Did not get kicked out, and we had the greatest time. And it obviously wasn't an Asian club. We'd be hung.
And then you slipped and fell into the gutter that was all muddy water. I remember you just like fell right into the
drink. That's true.
Right into the drink. But do you remember that there was a waitress that needed a ride to Toronto from Ottawa?
Yeah, we took her with us, yeah.
Some super cool hippie chick needs a ride from Ottawa to Toronto, which is about... 3-hour drive?
Probably.
Let's say 3-hour drive.
I think it's three.
She gets in the car with me and Rybo and Speewee, and she has to sit there for 3 hours as we talk nothing. We talk about nothing except for Zappa and Dream Theater and whatever it was, probably Grateful Dead or whatever. And I remember looking back in the room, and this poor girl was just like she was looking like, just please.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop staring at her.
She was hot.
Yeah, and I stared at her like, you know, so I gave her the...
If you're listening to this podcast,
forget it.
Which
give her the stink,
99% man. Chance you're not.
Yeah,
we remember you. But we used to meet up in Toronto all the time. Me, you, and Rybo, the Fellowship of the Crown, or vodka. It was the Fotkov, which is a good
Fotkov. Yeah.
And we always used to hang out with Stacey Keebler.
That's true.
She loved us.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was cool, man. She was a super cool chick.
What did she call you guys? Jumpy and Shaggy.
Yeah, Ryan was Shaggy because he always had the big beard.
Oh, he looks like Shaggy.
I was Jumpy because I would dance with her all the time in these clubs. We, you know, and have a great time, and I would just jump straight up and down. Yeah. That was my one move. Yeah. That and the rusty trombone, everyone. Rusty trombone.
Do you remember the garbage?
The garbage strike was on. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember how you doused her in garbage
juice? Well, she threw it at me first. She threw a garbage bag at me, so I took it and I swung it across her, and it emptied all over her.
He basically,
or she emptied it over me. I can't even remember the story.
No, she basically took like a tissue and threw it at Speewee, and you picked up a giant bag of garbage and swung it at her that had a hole in all the garbage juice, doused Stacey
Keebler. Welcome to Sansa, bitch.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Talk is Jericho.
All right, let's continue on the list of Speewee here.
Say hi.
A premature Selkirk is what's written down here.
Oh, that's incriminating. Well, that's a stupid story. I got to just throw it out real quick.
It's a great story.
Yeah. You know, we've all had these times you're with a hot girl, and you might have a premature, and to some of the
premature ejaculation.
Yeah, and to some of the younger male listeners out there, I just want to tell you that you're not going to be alone when this happens. This does happen. Things happen like that. Dead dicks happen. This is part of it, and part of my cause in humanity right now is just to let people know it's okay to have a dead dick, and it's okay to premature ejaculate.
Okay.
So there was this girl that was from this town, and she was very good looking in sort of a adult entertainment way.
Oh, she looked like a porn star or a stripper.
Well, sure, yeah.
But aren't all the chicks in Selkirk like Mennonites or something like that?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. Okay. This one's a possibility.
Not.
But it had that. Like back then when we were growing up too, it's like, ooh, that girl's from a small town. Like small town girls back then, and I don't know if it's the same, and I don't want to label anything or girls. People can say this about guys, you know. Locker room talk. I don't want to hear that. But just, you know, they were easier. That's just was the consensus on the
Small
street.
Small town girls are easier.
Yeah, you know, that girl's from that town. Like, come on over and you know, because maybe the half an hour drive or something. They had to make it really, you know, well, he's got to remember me. You know,
Not a lot of choices in a small town, right?
Okay. So anyways, I was in my at my family's home, my parents' home, and I was in the basement in my old bedroom with her. And I had a condom on. I was always very careful. And I was on top of her. And I started thinking about the fact that she was probably easy. And it super turned me on. It was really weird. Like, I was like 22 years old or something. I was like, oh, you're from that small town where every girl does it. You know? And then it seemed like her vagina. Well, I mean, she was probably just, oh, this is so bad to say. But I don't want to really talk about her vagina. That would be so crude.
Let's not.
But I'll say two words and I'm going to continue talking. Big pussy. So anyway, I was getting super turned on and thinking about this, like, oh,
super
wow.
Super turned on that she had.
Yeah, just
maybe,
like, she was a, in my mind, it was like some porn star. That
a small
in the
town slut.
Sure. Right. Yeah, exactly. And that turned me on, I know. You'll never be able to use any of these stories. They're so bad. And anyway, so I came basically right away. I pumped her like maybe 9 pumps and then I blew a load in my condom. But I didn't even pretend I had an orgasm. I held my breath, let it go. And then I went, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I fell to one knee. I ripped the condom off. I threw it under my bed. And she's like, what? What? And I go, my parents are home. My parents are home. And she's like, I don't hear anyone. I'm like, no, I just heard them. My parents are home. It's like when I felt like thinking, like, what is she? Does she live in my home? Does she know what it's like to hear a door? But she was like, no, there's nobody here, man. And so then I was like, no, no, for sure it is. And then she kind of went, oh, my God, really? And then she kind of jumped up and put her clothes on, and we walked out. And she goes, no one was here. And I said, oh, God, I thought they were here. And she says, oh, we'll have to try again another time then. You know, I said, yeah, because they're going to be here any minute, because, you know, I didn't want to do it twice. Like, who the hell ever? By the way, whoever really wants to do it twice, by the way, sex is great, but I don't want to get up. Like, I'll be like, oh, I banged her 4 times in one night. It's like, yeah,
Sting?
Like, through 10 hours.
How's your Willie, mate?
Yeah, through 10 hours, maybe, stud. I mean, I don't know. I'm so comfortable at not.
But the best thing
trying.
Is like the premature ejaculation.
I call it one play.
the premature. I was a victim of premature ejaculation.
Yeah, that's true.
With a girl that you later dated.
Well, that's true.
And,
yeah.
And she told you about it, didn't she?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Well, I said, I go, so, you know, I know that we have a
Kelly Ireland was her name.
Kelly Island.
Yeah. Kelly yes. Ireland.
Kelly Island from
Ireland.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. K-A.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, right.
So anyway, yeah, she was like, I just happened to say, so yeah, did you f- my friend? You know, that's what people did. Hey, that's what people did back then. You'd be like, when we were dumb kids, we were stupid guys. You'd be like, yeah, I bet you f***ed him, didn't you? You know, and you'd make a big deal. Now I don't care. Hey, girls, if you're out there, I'm not even available. By the way, my girlfriend would kill me. She doesn't listen to the show. Nor will she.
edit.
Anyone will.
Right.
But yeah, it was edit. Yeah, and it's just...
Because when you started going out with her, you knew that she had seen me for a bit.
Well, I knew that you guys didn't see each other. I knew you hung out a couple weekends or something. And I knew that you were a virgin till you were late in life.
She told me she was a virgin. Yeah.
And that's normal in your family of you and the cousins not getting laid till you're 25. But yeah, I hope you love their show. Give them $150,000.
That's my recollection of the good times we had. Okay,
She told me. She just said, she goes, I was hanging out with Chris and I was making out with him and that's all that happened. She says, well, there is something else. And I was like, well, what? And she's like, well, she says, I started rubbing his leg and I was like around the crotch area and you just started like supposedly coming in your pants or something. Was
jizz in my pants.
Yeah, jizz in your pants.
The thing is, that's between me and her. The fact she threw me under the bus, that's not fair.
Well,
I
was a very difficult boy back then and I just was not going to be with a girl that had slept with another guy. Even never mind someone I knew, so I was like, you f***ed him, didn't you? You know, and then she to know I didn't, I just rubbed his corduroys and he came.
Corduroys. Well, speaking of corduroys, that's another item on the list of Spiwi. Shit pants.
Shit pants, yeah, okay. I was on a sales call. I go to residential homes and I had had some weird cream of cauliflower soup prior at a little cafe that was down the street from this guy's house. And I show up out front and I get out of the car and he's raking the leaves and he recognizes me. He's like, hey, Dave. And he waves and I go, hey, John. And I happen to lift my ass up to let this fart go because I just felt like my stomach was kind of uneasy from this weird creamy soup. And I didn't fart. Like, I mean, it came out all the way down my hamstrings, all the way down my legs. It was the most violent diarrhea splatter shit fart. Full on 4 liters of brown flying through me. And I had on these light beige corduroy pants. I was always in a golf shirt. That was my.
Oh, you were in light corduroy pants.
I was like 1994. That's what you wore in a golf shirt, you know, and then you go out and you. And anyway, the guy's like, I go into the guy. I mean, this is not, you know, anything that probably hasn't happened to everybody, by the way. But, but I can't go back now. I can't say, hey, I just shit myself and I have to leave.
Because he's seen you.
But. As I'm walking up to his house, I can feel it dripping down my calves now. Like, that's how violent, okay?
That's bad.
Yeah, really bad. So I open the door. We, you know, we go in, and he doesn't know I've shit myself. He's super nice and just great. And his dog starts sniffing and looking at me. And it's a hound dog, like one of those hunting dogs, you know, a basset hound. So anyway, I'm like, hey, can I use your washroom? I go to the washroom and I just go crazy trying to clean myself the best I can. Like I use a whole roll of toilet paper fast. I got water running. Oh, that's what you do. You splash water around. You try to get rid of it off your body first. That's the first step I've realized. I'm writing a book. I don't want to give it all away. I have a book coming out about shitting your pants. It'll be coming out very shortly. So all this shit comes out. And you're there trying to clean it up, and then I'm like, you know, taking toilet paper and wetting it and dabbing it on my cords. I look at my cords. My cords are brown. Like, a whole back of them are just brown, full of shit. So I went into his medicine cabinet. I grabbed his cologne. This is 1996. He had obsession for men. And I took it, and I just sprayed it around my cords. So I basically came out of the bathroom where the dog was just sitting waiting for me. Like, waiting. Come on, get out here. I want to sniff that shit on you. And I just had shit all over me, and I just basically came out smelling like shit with obsession. His cologne.
Right.
And then he's just, and I'm not kidding, he just says, hey, what do you think of my new furniture? And there's like an Italian leather sofa sectional thing. Sit on it. I swear to God, got the hell out of there. Never heard from him again.
He wanted you to sit on the real Italian furniture.
He was like, please, you know, come on. Like, he was one of those guys. He wasn't an immigrant, but immigrants would do that. They'd go, come on, David, have a seat, you know. But he wasn't an immigrant. He was a good guy. Not that they wouldn't be. Immigrants would be good people too, I'm sure. All of them. Even the Muslims. No, and Muslims too. Jesus, you can't. I don't know how to talk today anymore. It seems like the beginning of 2016 to the end of 2016 or 17 or wherever you're, whenever you're going to air the show.
18.
Yeah, 18 or maybe in 2020. It's like something changed. I can't say anything without getting in trouble.
You really anymore. Can't.
This is so funny about shitting my pants because when I was in college in 1990, I had a nickname. My friends, they were in film and shit, and I was in broadcasting school, and I would get up or stay up all night cramming for exams. And I would drink so much coffee, and my stomach's always been weird. I just found out that I have like a major problem, like with allergies, like food allergies, and all these different things. Yeah, just like gluten, all that stuff. Like I'm one of those guys where like I'm not terrible far left. I have to like watch, and I can survive. You know, I need fiber every day. I need fruit. I need lots of water, and I can basically throw anything in that gullet. You know, even a cock. No, just that was for the last audience from the last podcast. So,
what are you talking about?
Yeah. So the Shitman was my nickname.
Shitman was on there.
Yeah, Shitman was my nickname in Thunder Bay and in college in 1990. Well, because I would drink this coffee all night, I would cram for exams, I'd get in the bus with everyone, we'd take the bus, I'd lift up my ass to fart, I'd shit my pants, and I told a couple of these cool guys I hung out with there in film, really funny guys, and I would tell them about it, and Ronaldo and Paul were their name, and I'll actually can say their real names, because I'll probably never talk to them again as long as I live,
and
it's so long ago.
You haven't spoken to them
in
25
years. Right, no.
Not, Ronaldo and Paul.
Yeah, and they're in film, and they do stuff, I think they're working on X-Files or something at one point, they went really big, which is really funny, so maybe your show will get me like 100 listeners, and they'll want me to be a star.
Ronaldo and Paul,
I'm still out there.
Working on the X-Files 20 years ago.
Yeah, they weren't probably even on it,
yeah,
but whatever.
Probably, yeah, they're probably the guys that would just get the coffee.
Yeah,
coffee.
They did okay.
Boys.
I was okay. On Fargo. F*** them. So Shitman, and they would chant Shitman as I came to the bus because I told them at a party that I shit myself. And they thought that was so funny, so they would chant Shitman, and I actually shit while they were saying Shitman.
No, not
with them knowing. I just had the coffee. I was staying up all night, the cramming for exams. I lift my ass up. I shit myself. Not like the sales call shit, by the way. More like I still had to throw the underwear away. But not in a customer's garbage. That was the difference. Not in a customer's bathroom's garbage.
At least if they're chanting shit, man, they're not chanting it too loudly.
Dude, right? It's just my life is just disgusting, man. Really.
Okay, so the next kiss on my list of Speewee, Red Dots.
Okay, so that's funny that you say that. I forgot that we went through this list a long time ago, I guess. I had a song, I had this band called Pupukaka, and I'm not going to get into this too much, but we were just a fun band.
It was like an Adam Sandler comedy.
I guess
fun
so.
Band, yeah.
It was like sort of like we would just do like almost like a Frank Zappa style song where and I would just make up the lyrics as we went along and we would just, you know, drink
very
tons of booze and
disgusting.
Yeah, and there was a line where it was like, I've got some red dots on my dick. Nothing to do with sticking poo on it. Nothing to do with sticking caca on the end of my head. I'm digga digga doo. And it was just all these and the riffs were just like I like that.
Really?
So it was weird, it was fun. Super fun. Life is fun.
Life is good.
And it's just an interesting thing because that album, we did on tape cassette.
Yeah.
We had that out in 1980 or 2000, 2001. And I was thinking about it the other day, like, cause it was all ad libs. So it was all stuff that's inside of you that comes out. Like if you close your eyes and just draw what's from it within, it might be songs about, you know, like, I don't even wrestling, what do you do? No, I'm just kidding, but you know, whatever. I mean, you know,
I like body slams.
Yeah, right. Or whatever. Mine is like all about boners and shit and piss,
right,
or something. So we were called Pupukaka for the record. Anyways, this whole Red Dots
not
thing
available
is
on
quite
iTunes.
Fascinating because I have this new doctor who has helped me through this process that I was talking about at the beginning of the show with the flow and everything. And he does have great parking, and that is one of the reasons I actually use him. I know. They're all the same. They don't know anything. They're so stupid.
The Seinfeld thing. Yeah. Why do you use that doctor? He's got great parking.
Yeah. His name's Aaron Jackson. He's out
Shout
here
out
in Calgary.
Dr.
Great
Jackson.
Doctor. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the finger fucks. So my doctor said to me when he was looking at my penis, he said, well, pull it out, which is also funny because pull it out. I don't know. That just is like, I know that's not going to be funny to the listeners, but it's like, there's not really much to pull out, you know, sort of like just give it a little poke with your Twinkie, kind of little flick of the ear, give it the Henderson. So pull out that big sausage. So I pulled it out, put it on his desk, the little tiny miniature desk.
Yeah, his Barbie doll
desk. Yeah, Barbie desk. I pulled it out and put it on Barbie's desk. Ken came up and blew me. Yeah, anyway, so I pull it out, and he says, he goes, yeah, he goes, you got these red dots on the head of your cock. Well, he didn't say that. My doctor, he's actually young and cool, but he actually doesn't say that. He's he's like, oh, your twat's infected. You know, so he says, you got a little some red dots on the head of your cock. He goes, you have a yeast infection. He says, it's not a sexually transmitted disease. He says, what it is it's a external skin thing. And he goes, and you have these. And, you know, I got this cream. I can get rid of them for you. And I said, oh, that'd be great. And he's like, how long have you had those for? And I said, and I'm not kidding, since 1991, I had picked them up somehow.
What year was this?
This was like 6 months ago.
You had red dots in your dick for 25 years?
Yes.
And never thought about saying anything?
No, and it turns out that I did have a girlfriend a long, long time ago, and I did pick it up. Now, it's not an STD, but I did pick it up from her. Because I remember that the dots came out after I was with her, and I had gone to other doctors and talked, and all of them kept saying, now a lot of these doctors are, you know, not from Canada, and you can't even understand them, and, you know, God bless them. I love these, you know, people
very
from
smart.
India and everywhere else, right?
Very smart.
But they'll be, well, they're very smart, but you still can't understand when they're telling you stuff. So right. I had gone to walk-in clinics in the back where a doctor would say something like, well, it's okay, there's no problem there. And you're thinking, okay, great, but I didn't understand you. Just you just could tell by the emotions
red dots
that I would say,
yeah.
You're fine. You're going to be fine with your red dots. But it was pretty embarrassing to tell him I'd been walking around for all those years with them, right? And then just remember the pubococcal.
But did he give you? Are they still there now?
I don't want to talk about that. So I'd rather not answer that. No, they're gone. He gave me some cream. You can even, and guys, if you're listening, younger men out there, I want to be your spokesman for younger men that are going through these problems. And there are things you can do. There are penis extension kits. There's pills. There's cranberry pills are very good.
What does cranberry pills do?
That just helps with your flow. There's a lot of things, and you can talk to me anytime. Hit me up. Hit me up through Chris.
On the Twitter, at Speewee.
Oh, at Speewee. Hit me up at Speewee for any questions.
Oh, there's also at DSP Project for the new record.
Yeah, and that's not anything to do with cocks or sense of humor. I'm also a tortured artist. So if you want to go there and be depressed, go there. If you want to come out and send me pictures of your cock, send them to at Speewee, and I'll tell you what's wrong with you. I figure that I know more than these shitty doctors here anyway. Them and I think there's something going on with them and the pilots. they're all on commission. But great parking, great guy, doesn't use vulgarities. Boy, is that happy. Boy, is that great. He can run our country. Yeah, so anyway, I'm happy that I don't have the red dots, but that I lived with them that long. It's just an embarrassing question. I broke my hand once in a fight. We were in college. I missed this guy and hit a bathroom wall, and I lived with my broken hand for 10 days, and I went to the doctor, and he says, there's seriously something wrong with you. And I'm like, yeah, my hand's killing me. He goes, no, your hand's broken. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, that's what it is. He goes, yeah, there's something wrong with you. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I get it. My hand's broken. He goes, why would you live with a broken hand for 10 days? Like, who does that? He was like, you were stupid, basically. I just kept icing it, thinking, oh, God, I don't want to go to a doctor. I'm always afraid of, you know, being fingered again. I'm going to kill that joke, but it's true, man. It's like, are you going to text? What are you talking about?
No, not at all. But what's next on the list? What's next on the Speewee list?
Well, I don't know, man. You're the one with the list.
Virginity.
That's oh, God. Okay, well, I mean, growing up... as kids, we would watch our share of porn. You did too. All of us sort of had a little group of guys that we would exchange tapes with.
You couldn't watch porno. You couldn't just go on YouTube. You actually, like you said, had to tape track.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can go on YouTube right now and watch porn, by the way. That's what you just said. Maybe
whatever.
Hamster.com.
YouPorn.
If any of these porn sites are listening and you need a spokesman just to smooth things out, smooth it out with the younger lads. I'm all about the younger men out there, the younger lads. Dr. Speewee's here to take care of the younger generations.
I sweep on four.
You got problems with relationships. You got problems with girls. I got problems that are so much worse. You send me your problems, I'll make you feel better by telling you mine. And that's how it works. And don't forget to send pictures of your dicks.
And buy a song off iTunes.
Yeah, but that's different. That's like not the comedy thing, and it's not gross. Those are real songs.
Listen, I'm not saying that your music is comedy.
I don't.
It's part of who you are.
Right. Yeah, go there. for Keith the real Moon story.
Was insane and also played great drums. That's
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Socks on
their cocks.
Right, yeah. And still yeah. amazing.
Exactly.
So you tell it like it is.
Yeah.
You give the people what they want.
You know, it's I think it's art. You go on there and you can judge it for yourself. I really probably won't pay much attention to it anyway. So,
okay, so
but go out there and just buy.
Music. So virginity.
Yeah. Oh, virginity. So yeah, I mean, I remember losing my virginity, and I know that when we were growing up as kids, we were so scared to get AIDS. I just love ending on stuff like that. Like, you know, just letting that go.
Just let it hang there.
Yeah. It's like, because back then, you know, you could get AIDS, full blown AIDS.
And thanks to Speedy.
Yeah, and have a great day.
What are you talking about? It was like 1980. When was the AIDS scare
epidemic?
At its worst?
I mean, it was well, it's still bad, I'm sure, but mid 80s, Rock Hudson, Liberace.
Rock Hudson was the Magic Johnson.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. He's still alive, so right. there is hope.
Charlie Sheen now.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
Right, I think he might be just.
I think publicity. I don't that's know publicity the stunt, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So I got AIDS. No, I didn't get AIDS. Nothing funny about that.
We're just kidding.
Like, how PC are we trying to be? It's like, fuck you. Everyone's got AIDS. Ha ha. So I was losing my virginity, and all I knew was when we were kids is we would exchange porno tapes. We'd watch porn. There was no internet porn, and you would sit there and you would look at stuff. And I mean, every single hey guys, I'm just telling it how it is, and I'm not trying to offend anybody.
But young guys out there.
Young guys, if you got a problem, anybody seen a porn? If you have, it almost 90% ends with a face shot. Almost always.
The money shot.
And funny enough, in my personal life, not as many money shots as you'd think. It's a special thing. It's like, thank you for the Christmas
gift. It takes
gift.
A lot of gall, a lot of audacity to do the money shot.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean,
it's like spitting a greener in some chick's face.
Yeah, right. It's like spitting a greener in a chick's face over a motocross thing. Yeah. I only kind of knew that as the ending. And this girl, it was her first time. It was my first time. And I was on top of her, and the condom is not the same story as the loose one, by the way. This girl was not a big pussy, and that didn't turn me on. That tightness, I hate the tightness. Like the tightness. The tightness doesn't turn me on. So I'm on top of her and I'm having some fun, and then I can't. You know, I got to pop, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna really show her something. So I rip the condom off and I jump up on her and I just jack off the biggest load into her face, like just so. And all I remember were her hands were going up trying to block it, going, "What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
Like just psycho, screaming. You're trying to stab her with a knife."
Right, right. Now we're 44 and 46. Is that right? You're 45.
Well, 44 and Sarah's probably 46.
We'll be in our 50s. Like we've, you know, that's not a big deal to talk to old pervs like us about. But you young lads out there, you're gonna have sex for the first time. Think twice before you're watching nothing but ex-hamster teaching you nothing about money shots, and don't try to have anal right away. All those things. You heard it from me. I want you youngsters to grow up. I want you to be good to your mothers, and I want you to listen to the Speedway, and you don't be blowing loads in chicks' faces right away. You get to know them a little bit first, and then you can take it from there. And don't get AIDS.
Did she say anything to you when you...
She said, what are you doing? She said, what the hell are you doing? We were together for a little bit after that. It was fun.
Oh my God. And that's not Kelly Ireland. That's a different girl.
Yeah, for sure. All these names that we'll never remember again.
The list of Speedy continues with Viagra for the doctor.
Well, about that.
No. Just the Viagra comment.
I had a joke. Oh, this is stupid, man. I thought I was being funny one time. I thought this was a funny joke, but it's like, check this out. In the stem of like the Rodney Dangerfield humor, by the way, I cannot do a Rodney.
Give me one Rodney.
I can't do a Rodney.
You've been trying all weekend. Give me one Rodney.
No, I haven't been trying. I can't do it. I'm terrible, terrible at it. I can tell you the things he said. Okay, I'll try it.
Just give me one. The high heels one is the one you've been trying all weekend.
All right. And by the way, I just want to say this is the lowest common denominator. Not Rodney, genius, but everybody back in the day would do a Rodney, and I couldn't do one, right? I was better at the Johnny Carson. I did not know that, you know. I mean,
that's the Dana Carvey doing Johnny Carson, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So, anyways, it's like basically like my wife's so fat. She walks around in heels and draws oil. You know, it's like the timing and everything I can't do. The whole thing's the shits, right? The whole thing is absolutely shit. But I thought, and then he has like a lot. Like he says stuff like, it was my wife. I took her to the beach. And everybody said, what'd you use for bait? You know, like that kind of, like just hating his
like
wife, ugly
you
wife.
Caught a whale?
So I thought it would be interesting to make a new Rodney jokes, but not maybe about the wife, where it's like, I was with my wife, and she says to me, "Hey, next weekend we should get a hotel, and you should take Viagra." I didn't have the heart to tell her I was already on it. You know,
that's not true.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not true. That's a story that really happened to you. You were banging a girl, and she said, "Next week, take a Viagra," and you didn't have the heart to tell that you already were on
this
one.
This is where I either agree with you, and. Or just for the sake of ending this interview to get to the conclusion.
Transparency, that's the one that's going to shut you down.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So we're getting down to
icicles.
This. By the way, this has been great stories, hilarious, good stuff.
Wow.
I have to end it on this. This is a true story as well. The time that you had a front row seat to SummerSlam and fell asleep in the front row.
These people are into the SummerSlam huge. People love it. I love it. I grew up watching wrestling.
But then started hating it because I'm in it.
Yeah, but then once you made it in it, it was just like, oh, great. Here we
go. So we go to LA, you, me, and John Wright. Should be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Should be a wrestler. So Eric Singer,
ninjas,
should be a wrestler.
Ninjas.
Should be ninjas everywhere.
Yeah.
I talk to the ninja. So I get you guys front row seats to SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And Undertaker has a match.
Yeah.
And there's a guy front row, behind hard camera. Dude, your face is in the front row and you're falling asleep.
We were up partying the night before really hard. And I didn't get any sleep. I don't sleep, by the way. It's awful. Like, I don't at all. It's a really bad habit. So I was like sitting there but in the front row and I was dozing off. And I remember getting a text from you on my flip phone. And it was like, dude, wake the up or Vince is gonna have you moved.
Yeah,
like you can't sleep front row on SummerSlam, which is televised all over the world, and you're taking a nap. That's the thing, man. It's like I've slept at Fozzie shows
backstage.
I have. You guys were so loud and right into it, there was a couch next to the stage, a little bit off. You know, obviously the crowd's not looking at me. Because that would be the best sleep. And I just put my head back and took a little snooze. I mean, I have to. We go too hard, and I need the next night.
But I need it for all you people that want to see this, go to SummerSlam 2010, where the main event was NXT 7 versus the WWE 7, which is me and Edge and Cena and a bunch of guys. The Undertaker match, Spiwi's in the front row falling asleep. And I'm in the gorilla position, which is the backstage area. Vince McMahon, the god of wrestling, is sitting there, and he's on his headset, and he goes, "Damn it, that guy needs to move, or he needs to wake up." Because Spiwi is sleeping in the front row. So go check out the tape. And I had to, that's why I ran to my phone. I said, "Dude, wake up, or Vince is going to have you kicked out of the show."
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like, well, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they gave you the commemorative souvenir chair.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to take it home.
I didn't like the chair. I liked the chair, but I didn't want to take it because it was just inconvenient. I like to get on the plane. I just want to come home. I didn't want to bring it. I didn't want to pay for bringing it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you had to actually like check the chair and pay money to get it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I have it, though, just so you know. I have it, and it's there. And
Spiwi is like the angriest man to get a chair.
Right.
That was the Montgomery Clift weekend.
Right.
In the Roosevelt.
All great times. Great times.
Yeah, great times.
Probably if you look up the previous podcast, that's on there. But that's
Is it on there?
Yeah, all that stuff.
So tell me about when Gene Simmons stuck his tongue in your throat.
Let's just go back, rehash everything.
So the new album is called West of the Red.
West of the Red. Super excited about it.
Is it available on iTunes?
Yeah, exactly. Great question. Well, that's a wonderful question, Chris. It is. Amazon, Google Play. It's on everything, man. It's coming out, and it's going to be great.
But as funny as all of these stories are, and Spiwi's, and I have to actually be serious about this right now. Very funny guy because he doesn't give a shit, as you heard. He tells it like it is.
He gives a shit.
All of these stories are real, but also too very good singer songwriter.
Oh, thanks,
great
man.
Songwriter. Like the stuff that I've heard. Is really, really good stuff, and congratulations, because people might not expect that at first.
I think so, yeah. There's two different sides of the coin there, for sure.
So a last question is, and give me a 5, 10, 15, 20-second dissertation as to who's your favorite. Is it Dylan or Zevon?
Oh, or is man, it I can't. Young? Yeah, I can't pick like a favorite. I mean, gun to the head, I'm going to say Dylan, just because he's and definitely not Zevon compared to Dylan. I mean, I'd go Dylan, Neil, and then Zevon would be down there, but he's up there too. He's like he's in the Steve Earle to me category, but Steve's unbelievable. I don't know, man. Dylan for sure, just because there's so much variety there, and he's so weird. I'm so attracted to the weirdness of that guy. Like, I you know, I can't get it. I can't believe, you know, no pictures with me, no eye contact. Like, he's the tip.
And this is really, he said that now?
Star, but yeah, he's just.
He says no eye contact?
Well, I've heard things.
And that, no pictures?
Well, there's been things. I mean, I don't want to speak for him. You know, that'd be great if actually he heard this and commented the one thing he's talked about in 20 years. He'll actually go,
Speewee.
Oh, I heard Speewee, don't say stuff.
That's more Neil Young, though.
Yeah.
Speewee, let me tell you. I wish you wouldn't saying those things, man. Don't be saying that stuff.
Do you know that Bob Dylan had sex in my wife's aunt's bed?
I've heard that, yeah.
In Hibbing, he's actually in Hibbing, Minnesota. Yeah, exactly.
That's so great.
Speewee, great guy. And finally, you know what I'm really excited about?
We didn't
the
fight
fact
too
you made
much.
60 minutes through this and didn't have to shut it off or basically edit anything except for one or two maybe possible
well
calls.
You know, the only way you can get there is by getting together 2 days prior and getting so drunk that you can't talk and then realizing
we do have
we're going to be more responsible. I want to say something to everybody. We've decided we've decided to be more responsible with the drinking and the podcast. I do know what's going on right now. I do remember that what I'm talking about.
Yes,
these are stories that I will wake up tomorrow and say this is what we talked about. The other podcasts, blackout completely.
Blackout.
And I want to say all the young guys again, you know, just send me your emails. Send me if you want to send me stool samples. No, this is not the strongest subject for me right now, but I am learning. I've been Googling how to be this creepy little doctor.
Scatologist, I think
so
it's called.
So just send me your shit in Ziploc bags. Send me your dick pictures. Talk to me about your girlfriend problems. I want to change your lives. Anybody from the ages, you know, can I say 16 or will I be arrested?
16 is fine. Just don't say 6.
Okay. From the ages of 6 to 6 to
no, don't 16. Don't say 6.
From 16 to the age of 30.
From the age of 6 to 16. No, from the age of 16 to
60. 16 to 30.
Go all the way.
No, I don't want to go to the old people, man. I want to take the youngs. The youngs was what I
only
want.
Only the young.
And if your heart's broken, all right, first off, listen to West of the Red. And if your heart's killing, you send me the sweat. I want some sweat. I want to be able to lick something that takes. I want to steal your stupid negative energy. I want to steal your stupid negative energy. That was a bit of a Grey Goose slur. But I do remember everything. I miss. I love the young boys. I mean, the men.
What?
The youngsters. I want to take the youngsters under my wing. I want to say it's okay to do this, and you try these three positions on a girl. You don't do that with her. Have some goddamn respect to these girls. You go missionary, doggy, side action, come. Missionary, doggy, side action, come. Missionary.
All right, Speewee, closing out the show with some great advice to all the youngins out there. He's also giving you guys a free copy of his new album, The Dave Spivak Project, West of the Red. All you have to do is like The Dave Spivak Project on Facebook and sign up for the newsletter at davespivakproject.com, and you'll get an access code for a free download of the new record, West of the Red. If you like Get Out of My House earlier in the show, you're going to love this album. It's great singer-songwriter, tragically hip. It might not mean anything to you guys in the States. Let's go more for a Neil Young, Bob Dylan type of a vibe. Like I said, R.E.M., John Cougar Mellencamp, Springsteen-esque, The Ghost of Tom Jones, Springsteen type serious stuff. So check out the album. Once again, just like The Dave Spivak Project on Facebook. Sign up for the newsletter at davespivakproject.com and you'll get an access code for a free download of the new album. You got 7 days to do it. After that, you have to pick up the album at iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. And The Dave Spivak Project just shot a ridiculous new video for the song, I Didn't Quit, I Just Ran Out of Money. You can see it on their YouTube channel now. It's hilarious, and they're controversial. They burned a tire. I can't believe they actually burned a tire in this video. I Didn't Quit, I Just Ran Out of Money. Go check that out on YouTube. Lots of laughs. And speaking of laughs, how about a couple from Team Tiger Awesome?
Friends, if you're like me, you're married. But if you're like I was in the moments leading up to popping the question to my then-girlfriend, subsequent fiancé, and now wife, why, you might be soiling your breeches worried about your proposal. Did you come up with something just right? Something she'll remember? Something that adequately expresses the breadth of your affections as well as a deep understanding of who she is as a woman? Well, friends, if you're like I was then and still seem to be like me, you think it's okay to ask for a little help. We here at Team Tiger Awesome are happy to announce the Team Tiger Awesome Crazy Discount Proposal Depot. Leave all the proposing to us. Just listen to this satisfied customer.
From the moment I met you, I knew it was going to be you. I knew I would be the one to give you the stars and the moon. I'd be the one to give my soul to guide you, and that I would never go. You're the one that gave the hope, that brought out the life, and the strength that's helped me grow. And in return, I'll give you the truth and a future that's many times better than any Hollywood plot. I cannot find the words to tell you how much I love you, but maybe this will help. Kevin Michelle Carter, will you marry me?
Woohoo-wee! That's a real nice proposal. And remember, if y'all have a kid, you're now legally obligated to name the little one Clint, Nick, Truly, or Clickly. If you want to find out more about Team Tiger Awesome's Crazy Discount Proposal Depot, just listen to the Team Tiger Awesome show every Sunday on the Jericho Network, right here on Podcast One.
Go subscribe to the Team Tiger Awesome Show at Apple Podcasts. Be sure to leave them a 5-star rating and review as well. As a matter of fact, leave all the Jericho Network podcasts 5-star ratings and reviews at Apple Podcasts. Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus. Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon. The Raven Effect. The flagship show, Keeping It 100 with Conan. And, of course, Beyond the Darkness, scaring the crap out of you 5 days a week with their brand new episodes every day of the week. And also get in on their True Crime Tuesdays as well. Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, the two guys behind Beyond the Darkness, also doing a weekly True Crime Tuesday podcast. You can get that by signing up at patreon.com. It's only $5 a month to get an episode brand new every single Tuesday, and there are no commercials. All the episodes are commercial free. So sign up now at patreon.com, be a part of that. So thank you for listening today. Keep listening and keep checking out this episode's tremendous sponsors. Remember, DDP Yoga. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDP Yoga-related merch and clothing. How about Little Caesars? Get the extra most bestest pizza for just $6 plus tax at participating location. Alone, new episodes of Alone, Real Reality, a death-defying reality, Thursdays at 10 Eastern, 9 Central on History. And, of course, TrueCar. Save time, save money, save peace of mind. Go to TrueCar. Thank you so much for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next and coming up Friday. I know you guys love when I have WWE superstars on. I know you guys love when I have paranormal shows on. How about a conspiracy theorist within the WWE? You wouldn't believe Bo Dallas, and he knows everything about conspiracies. So check it out this Friday. Conspiracy Theory with Bo Dallas right here on Talk is Jericho. We'll see you then. Stay hard, stay hungry. Peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy. I didn't quit. I just ran out of money.
Listen to new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.